ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, welcome. We are continuing our study of the Amida. These shiurim are being studied the Zecher, the Tzaddik, Rabbi David Moshe, the great Tzaddik buried in Morocco. We hope that Be'ezrat Hashem, as we elucidate the Amidah, the Tzaddik will also be a Melitz Yosher for us, be an advocate in the Shamayim to help us have Kavanah and to help us broaden our horizons of the understanding of the entire Torah. Amen. We are up to the third Berakah. It seems after all these classes already we should be further, but it seems that there's so much to say on each keta that we need to do it justice. The third beracha, Ata Kadosh Vishimcha Kadosh, is maybe the smallest beracha in the Amidah, but we don't measure berachot by their words. The first berakha, the Amidah, we said is connected to Avraham Avinu. Gomel hasadim tovim, Avraham is chesed. The second berakha is Ata Gibor, Gibura is Yitzhak Avinu. The third berakha is Ata Kadosh, Begdishu et Kadosh, Yisrael, Yisrael is Yaakov. So therefore the third berakha is connected to Yaakov Avinu, which means before you start the Amidah, you need right away to establish Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. They were the ones that were metaken the tefillot. Avraham was metaken shachrit, Yitzhak was metaken mincha, and Yaakov Avinu was metaken arbit. That's why we say in the tefillah, the pasuk says Ereb, Vaboker, Vatsahorayim. It says Ereb, Vaboker, Vatsahorayim, Asiha, I will converse with God, Ve'ehemeh, and I will call out, Vayishma Kodi. In the morning we say 19 Berachot, in the afternoon 19 Berachot, and in the evening 19 Berachot. That's altogether 57. So we say, Erev, Vaboker, Vatsahorayim, Asiha, Ve'ehemeh. The Gematria of Ve'ehemeh is 57. Erev, Vaboker, Vatsahorayim, Asiha, Ve'ehemeh. You could work it out. I worked out all these Gematriot before I got here. They all should work out, give or take three or four. But you guys are generous in this shiur. In any event, that's the three tefidot. Abraham, the second letter of his name is Bet. Keneged Boker, because he made tefilat shachrit. Yitzhak, the second letter of his name is Tzaddi. Tzaddi is Sahorayim. And Yaakov, the second letter is Ayin. Ayin is Erev, is Arbit. So you see, Erev, Abog, V'Sahorayim, the second letters of their names already is alluded the tefillah that they established. To remember, we say every day, Shema Yisrael, Shema Rashi Tevot, Shachrit, Mincha, Arbit. In order that you can remember the value of the three tefillot, you have to say, Shema Yisrael, don't forget Shema. When they say, don't forget Shema, they don't mean Shema. Don't forget Shachrit, Mincha, and Arbit. So, again, the basis and the foundation of the entire Amidah is Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Once we start with them, then already we're able to go further. Based on this, as you know, in this Shi'ur, we have a double purpose. Number one, to explain the words of the Amidah. But to be honest, you don't need me for that. Everybody can go get the English Sidur and read the English, get a Webster Sidur, and you'll get the proper interpretations. This class over here is to create an environment of Kavanah and Tefillah, to give you a broader perspective of what's taking place. So, to that note, I want to quote to you something that's brought down in the Sefarim of the Mekubbalim, what they say about Kavanah and Tefillah. Don't right away say, oh, he's getting into Kabbalah, and therefore you shut your brain. It's also brought down by the Magen Abraham. The Magen Abraham is one of the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch. He brings it down in Siman Sadihet, right in the beginning of Seif Katan Aleph. Maran in Siman Sadihet, that whole Siman talks about the importance of Kavanah in the Tefillah. How are you going to remember it? Sadihet Rashetevot, Sarich Hishuv. You have to think. See, it was not Sadihet, that's the Siman of Kavanah. So he writes, it's going to sound a little cryptic. This is what he says. Piha Ares, Piha Be'er, Piha Aton. There are three P's. There are three mouths. One is the mouth that we read about in this week's parasha, Piha Ares. That's the mouth of the earth that swallowed up Korach and all his ilk. That's the first P. The second P is Piha Be'er. That's in this week's parasha, Chukat, where we read about the well of Miriam that opened up and it sang a song. Ali Be'er Einula. The well itself sang the Shira. This week we read about the Shira of the Be'er. Not only did the people sing it, but the well itself is P, the mouth of the Be'er. Who knows the third mouth?
Yeah,
very good. Correct. How do you know that? You just know it. Okay. No coincidence. There also is Piha Aton. Piha Aton is the talking donkey of Bil'am. Rabotai, it's not a coincidence that the three P's are back to back to back. Parashat Korah is Pi Ha'aris. Parashat Chukat is Pi Ha'be'er. And Parashat Balak is Pi Ha'aton. These three items are very significant. So he says, Meshamati, Shema Shiyesh Bekabbalat HaKadmonim Leha'avir Machshava Zara B'Tfillah. If a person has a bad kavanah in his mind, he cannot have kavanah in the tefillah. His mind is wandering. He cannot get on track. So there's a certain kabbalah that he should say, well, obviously not in the Amidah, because you cannot interrupt. Before the prayers, you should say, P, P, P. Sounds funny. That's what you say. P, P, P. And then it says, you should spit on the floor three times, little rook, and he writes. What are you saying?
Spit on the floor while you're praying?
No, on your friend that's sitting next to you. He says, but I don't know the reason for it. He says, I don't know the reason what's behind this, but since it's brought down by the great Hachamim, I brought it down to say that you should just know it. Sometimes, you don't necessarily have to know the reason behind these segulot. It's brought down by the Hachamim. You do it. And they say it's connected these three items, Pi Ha'ares, Pi Ha'be'er, and Pi Ha'aton. I don't know what the connection is. Even the Tzadikim are not so sure. But they say, Pi, Pi, Pi. Then you spit three times, and then already your Kavanah will be on track again. So I saw brought down in the Sefarim, they say like this. I'm quoting. This is in the Sefer Or LaShamayim. Mi sherose letaken machshevotav sheyu kedoshim. If a person wants his thoughts to remain pure, ita besfarim kedoshim sheyizkor tamid veyeh murgal befiv haavot kedoshim Avraham, Yitzchak, veYaakov. Nu segula. Unfortunately, there's a lot of wild thoughts that run through a person's brain. So you need to keep your brain pure. So the books bring down, just by mentioning Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, those names, so that already flushes out machshavot ra'ot from the mind. They bring a remez for this. It says in the pasuk, lo yamushu mipicha, ומפי זרעך, ומפי זרע זרעך. אמר אדוני, מעתה ועד עולם. לא ימושו מפיך, that's אברהם אבינו. ומפי זרעך, that's אברהם son, Yitzhak. Pi Zera Zaracha, it's Abraham's grandson. That is referring to Yaakov Abinu. Which means, it seems that that might be the secret behind this Sigula. That when you say Pi, 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 it's really Keneged, the mouth of Abraham, that was Metaken Tefilat Shachrit. The mouth of Yitzhak, that was Metaken Tefilat Mincha, and the mouth of Yaakov, that was Metaken Tefilat Arbit. It seems that when we mention, even in this Remez, the Tzaddikim, so we connect to their mouths. Avraham's Tefilah was perfect. He established it. So just by mentioning Avraham, so already now we're plugged into Avraham's Tefilah. Just by mentioning Yitzhak, already we're connected to Yitzhak already. And therefore the Mincha is a different Tefilah, and Yaakov as well. So the Sigula is, say P, 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 which is Keneged, Mipicha, Mipizaracha, Mipizera Zaracha, and that already brings you. Now, we know that whenever there's Kiddusha, there's also Tum'ah on the other side of it. Zele umat ze asa Elohim. So therefore the Hakamim say, after you say Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, after you say PPP, you spit three times, that's to the Kiripot. That's to the Sitra Hara that tries to counter and neutralize your Kavana. So you spit on it in order to ridicule it and to belittle it in order that it shouldn't have a hold on the person. Now, if we're going to explain this, I think it's very significant to note that we know Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, the Zohar HaKadosh says, they are called the Kiddushim. In Nun Tlat Kaddishim. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Kadosh is Abraham, Kadosh is Yitzhak, and Kadosh is Yaakov. These are the three Kiddushim. Based on this, if you look, the three P's are in Parashat Korah, Parashat Chukat, and Parashat Balak. It's no coincidence that each one of these parashiyot has a kof in it. Korach has a kof in the beginning, the first letter. Chukat has the kof in the second letter. And Balak has the kof in the third letter. Parashat Korach, the kof, is Kadosh. Keneged Avraham Avinu. He's the first. The second one is Yitzhak. That's Chukat. That's the second kof of Chukat. And Balak, it's the third kof. That's Keneged Yaakov. So you see that there's definitely much more than meets the eye when it comes to these sigulot. You shouldn't just discount that PPP. Well, what does it mean over here? You start to analyze. You see, it's referring to Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, which are alluding somehow to these three P's of the Ares, and P of the Be'er, and P of the Aton, and by mentioning their names, even in Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, already connects us to the Inyan of the Tefillah. Now, to go a little deeper in it, the Gemara says that anybody that has three generations of Torah in their family, father, son, grandson, guaranteed Torah will never leave that family. So long as you could produce three consecutive generations of Torah, the Torah will remain in that family forever. And the Gemara says, "Va'ani zot b'riti, lo yamushu mepicha, mepi zaracha, mepi zera zaracha, amar Adonai me'ata v'ad olam." Which means, if you have Torah, mepicha, mepi zaracha, zera zaracha, all three generations, guaranteed the Torah will never leave. So, the Tosafot has a question. Tosafot says, we see that there are many families that have three generations, and the Torah had left them. Which means, if you go back in the old country, it could be there was many generations of consecutive studying of Torah. So then why don't we have it today? That's the question of the Tosafot. So he says, the difference is when do we say the Sikudah works? When all three generations saw each other. And they're together studying Torah. There was one great rabbi called the Itav Lev. He once was at a function with his son and his grandson. And he got up and said Devrei Torah. Then he told his son to get up and say Devrei Torah. Then he told his grandson to say Devrei Torah. He told him why. He said, because now I have ensured that the Torah will never leave my family. Because three of us saw each other in the same room. We taught each other Torah. And we studied Torah together. Finished. Now it's considered guaranteed lo yamush. There was a great rabbi called Rav Chida. Rav Chida writes in his Sefer Midbar Kedemot. He says the following. Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, for 15 years, there was an overlap in their life, where they all lived together. That means, Avraham was already old. Yitzhak was born and Yaakov Avinu was born. And he says, he has an old paper that says, they lived for 15 years, and they studied 15 hours a day. Together. Could you imagine? You have Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov in one yeshiva, and they were studying. He then writes that he then saw in the Sefer Hasidim, it says, that they studied 24 hours a day. He says, so I retract. He says, must be the paper's wrong. That means they studied 15 hours when they were awake, and even when they were sleeping, they also studied Torah during the sleeping hours. Don't ask me how they do it. These are the tzaddikim that they're learning 24 hours a day. Now, once this is true, that Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov for 15 years studied Torah, the question could be asked, so then the Torah should never have left their descendants. How come then we see that the descendants of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, not every descendant studies Torah? The Gemara gives a rule, and Tosfot explains the rule. The rule is three generations. Tosfot says they have to be all together. So the Avot had it. So they asked this question once to the Hafiz Hayyim. How come we have families that are descendants of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and they don't have Torah? They're secular. So the Hafiz Hayyim answered very sharp. He said, if somebody's coming to give you a gift, he can have the gift in his hand. But if you don't open the door to receive it, so then the gift cannot be received. You need to open the door. So he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to give all these families Torah. But if the family themselves doesn't make an effort to go to the Beit Midrash and receive it, they won't get it. That's why you see many young people that are not so religious. They swayed off the path. All of a sudden they come to Shi'urim. All of a sudden they get lit. All of a sudden they get excited. All of a sudden they all... So what happened over here? 2 weeks ago the guy was walking around with all the crazy people. He was involved in his Yitzhara. Because in that family, he's the son of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. There's a guarantee. But you have to make the effort to attend. Once you attend, automatically the Torah, Mechazeret al Achsan Yashudu. Torah will always go back to its host. That's why also, we always remember those 15 years. Those 15 years that Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov lived together are very vital. There's Torah today by us because of those 15 years that they studied together. That's why in the Birkat Kohanim, the Birkat Kohanim has all the beautiful berachot. Yibarech Hashem Yishmenecha, Yerusha Paravedech Mechonecha, Yisa Hashem Paravedech V'yasim Lecha Shalom. But what's the biggest berachah of the Birkat Kohanim? Is how many words are in Birkat Kohanim? How many words are there? Nobody, you don't know? Ah? Yibarechecha Hashem Yishmerecha. That's three. Ya'er Hashem Panav Elecha Mechonecha. That's five. Five and three is eight. Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha V'yasem Lecha Shalom. 8 plus 7 is 15. That's why there's 15 berachot in the Birkat Kohanim, keneged, the 15 years that Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov studied Torah together. And therefore the Kohanim are blessing that you should have the zechut to also let the Torah enter you and be part of it in order that the Torah will return to your family as well. Furthermore, We have a tradition that says, Ish ve'isha shechina b'nehem. If a man and a woman get married, so the Shekhinah is with them. And the man, he has the Yud. Ish, he has the Yud. And the lady is called Isha. She has the He. Together it's Yud, He. Ish v'Isha, Shekhinah b'nehem. Bar Minan, if there's a fight between a man and a wife, God takes away the Yud, he goes from Ish to Ish. God takes away the He, she goes from Isha to Ish. And you need the ready fire insurance. Ish, Ish. So it's very important to keep the Yud Ke, the Shekhinah in the house. But why those that name? Because what's the mitzvah of the parents? To have children. And we want the children to continue in the legacy of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov to be B'nai Torah. We want them to study. So therefore God specifically puts Yud Ke, which is 15, in order to impress upon the parents that your main priority is to bring children into the world that are going to study Torah, like Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, that studies for 15 hours a day, for 15 years, in order that you should keep the Torah in the family. You have to let it in. If you're going to send the kids to a public school, I didn't say that.
I did.
If you send your kids to a public school, so they're not going to get this advantage of what Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov already prepared for us. So that's why we tell the parents, remember, Yud Keh. Remember your responsibilities towards your children. That's why also it says in the Pasuk, Ki yad al kes ya. Melchama l'Adonai ba'amalek dor dor. Ki yad al kesya. Melchama ba'amalek. Amalek is the antithesis of Kedusha. Amalek wants to destroy us. Specifically, he wants to make sure that the Jewish people don't study Torah. What's the counter against Amalek? Ya. Ki yad al kesya. Ya is Yudke. 15. Again, we always give allusions throughout the Torah to that 15, because that's where all the Torah began, during those pivotal 15 years when Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov studied Torah together. If this is true, so now we understand why it's such a big segula to mention Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Because when you remember them, you're now connecting to their greatness, and you're creating like a pipe directly from them to you, that Torah should continue to flow through you as well. And that's really the segula of P. But you think of these three words, and you say it, so it's connected, it's really an allusion to Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and automatically now, the kavanah of the tefillah will come. That's the introduction for tonight's shiur. Now, beautiful. Now, the beracha that we're up to is the beracha b'ata kadosh. You are kadosh. What does kadosh mean? So we explained in last week's shiur. Kadosh doesn't mean holy. We don't accept that interpretation because holy doesn't mean anything. You cannot define the word holy. What does holy mean? Most people, when you ask them what holy means, they go, you know, holy. That cannot be an interpretation. Or they go like this. Holy. That's not an interpretation either. The interpretation has to come from the brain, not from the hands. Kadosh means separate. Mufrash or muvdal. God, you are separate. Which means, En kamocha, mi kamocha ve'en kamocha. Mi domelach ve'en domelach. There's nobody like a Kadosh Baruch. Is yachid u'miuchad, mufrash u'muvdal. Is separate from anything. Like we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is had ve'la b'chushban. God is one, but it's a different one. It's one that's not part of the sequence of counting. Because one, then you have two, then you have three. Antu had vela bechushban, but it's not the one of numbers. Because the one of numbers leads 2 to 3 to 4. God is the ultimate one, which doesn't exist anywhere in the world. So you are kadosh. Why does this berakha have to come right now? I'll tell you why. Besides the fact that I said, because we want to allude to Avraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, so therefore the three berakot connect us to them. But the reason also is, because in the first berakha, the Amidah, we say, God, you're gomel hasadim tobim. You do so much kindness. In the second berakha, we say, you are rofei chodim. You heal the sickness of people. You are somech nofilim. You lift the people that have fallen. Chas v'shalom, a person can make the mistake and think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a physicality to him. A person could start to think, oh, God has a being. So that you shouldn't come to the great Isur of Hagshama. Hagshama is, you're not allowed to give God a physical entity. All these things that we say that God has a yad hazakah. He has no yad. That's just the sabirita ozit. We say these things in order to make it palatable to the ear. But really, God doesn't have a yad. Or we say, v'hara af Hashem. God doesn't have an af. Correct? God doesn't have a lev. All these words that we use are just so we can understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our physical world. But like we say, en lo guf, ve'en lo demuta guf. So that's why after the first two berakot, you might fall into the trap. Ah, he's Rofei Cholim. I also am Rofei Cholim. Physical. He's Gomel Hasadim Tobim. He does favors. So mech nofedim, he lifts people up. So therefore we have to come along and remind ourselves, no, relax, ata kadosh. You are not like anybody else. You are kadosh, you are mufrash, you are mufdal. You are separate from all entities. There's nobody that's equal to you. I'm not worried about it. I'm worried about the people that are going to make the mistake. We have to worry. No. Maybe you will make the mistake. That's why we need to remind the reader in the Amidah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no physical being to him. He is indeed a Takadosh. After you read all these words, you might get the wrong picture in your brain. We don't want you to have the wrong picture even for a split second. So you have to remind yourself, a Takadosh. Oh, I'm talking about God again. Because we said a lot of things here. Oh, a Takadosh. Vishimcha Kadosh. What does it mean, Vishimcha Kadosh? Your name is Kadosh. That means the name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu really refers to the Torah. Because the Torah is really all names of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even though we don't see it, but the Torah originally was given letters. And these letters can be configured into many different codes. And therefore, the Ramban writes that the whole Sefer Torah is really a configuration of names of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. How do I know it? In the morning we make Birkat HaTorah. What do we say in the blessing of the Torah? V'nei anachnu, v'se'esa'enu, v'se'esa'enu, our children, v'se'esa'e amecha b'tisrael, kulanu yode'e shemecha, v'elom de Torah kaleshma. We should all know your name and learn Torah. Know your name? What does it mean, know your name and learn Torah? That we should know your name through the study of Torah. That we should connect to the Shemot HaKedoshim through the learning of Torah. So we say, V'shemcha Kadosh, your Torah, which is made up of names, of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh, is there another book like the Torah? Is there a second? The Torah is the first and the last, and there's nothing in between. It's the only Sefer. You don't need to read another book. You don't need to waste your time in any other publication except the Torah. V'shemcha Kadosh. And it's very important that we mention this, because this is the berakha of Yaakov Abinu. And Yaakov Abinu's midah was what? Torah. Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Ohalim.
So therefore, in the Beracha of Yaakov Avinu, we mention how great the Torah is. B'shemcha Kadosh, your name, your holy name, which is written in the Torah, is Kadosh. Ukdoshim bechol yom yehalelu chaseda. And the holy ones, I fell into the trap. Ukdoshim, these that are called Kedoshim, Ukdoshim, bechol yom, every single day, yehalelucha sela, will praise you. Who are these Kedoshim that praise God every day? We learned it last week. The Malachim. Kulam Kedoshim, Kulam Tehorim, Kulam Osim Be'em Abira, Ukdoshim, these Kedoshim, they praise you every single day. What do they praise God? They say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Now somebody once asked the question, well, maybe a malach is God. How do you know? Maybe the malachim are also deities. I'll prove it to you that they're not. Because if they were equal to God, so then, how are they praising God? Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. If they have the same Kiddusha as God, so then it's not a praise. They're praising God with something that they have themselves. Must be that they're not equal. Must be when we say about the Malachim, Kulam Kiddushim, their Kiddusha is one level of Kiddusha, but they're coming along and telling God, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. That must be God's Kiddusha is obviously Mufrash u'muvdal, even from the Malachim. Kol sheken di b'nei Adam. So that's why we say, Ata Kadosh, you are intrinsically Kadosh. You are the highest level of Kedusha. And what's the proof? Because that's the praise the Malachim give you. And if the Malachim are giving you that praise, that means even they are not on that level, and therefore must be you're the only one that possesses this high level of Kedusha. And as we learned last week, look how much preparation the Malachim have to do before they give this praise of Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. We said they have to go to the Mikveh 365 times in the Hardinor, and they have to make sure that they're all in unison. That's just in order to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu a praise. That's the simple interpretation of Kedoshim Mikol Yom. But Kedoshim also refers to the Jewish people. We are also called Kedoshim. How do I know? We have a parasha in the Torah. Parasha in the Torah is called Parashat Kedoshim. And what does it say in the Torah? Kedoshim tihiyu. God gives us an imperative. Be holy. That means all of us. Ve'atem tihiyu li mamlechet kohanim ve'goy kadosh. You hear what I'm telling you? You're holy. You're special also. We are not like everybody else. We're considered Am Kadosh. That means there's everybody, and then there's Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is considered Am Kadosh. Just like God is Kadosh, Legabe the Malachim, and the Malachim are Kadosh, Legabe us, we are Kadosh, Legabe all the nations. So everything is relative to what it's compared to. And therefore, we say in the Tefillah, Ukdoshim b'chol yom. We, B'nai Yisrael, that are Kedoshim, we praise you every day. What do we praise God every day? Exactly what the Malachim say. We just came off of Nagdishach. And what did we just say in Nagdishach? Kedot, Nagdishach, v'na'arisach. We will praise you, keno hamsiyach. Just like the pleasant conversations of Sotzar Fekodesh. That means, we're going to do the same thing they're going to do. And we're going to say to you, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh as well. We're not angels. But guess what? In a certain way, we're higher than angels. Because their Kedusha is automatic. Our Kedusha needs to be earned. When you need to earn the Kedusha, and to fight for the Kedusha, and to sweat for the Kedusha, that is a much higher level. Because the free will makes it much more challenging, as opposed to someone that just has it by nature, like the Malachim. And as a matter of fact, the angels cannot say Kedusha until we say Kedusha on earth. We start Kadosh, 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 then the Malachim are able to start saying Kedusha. So we are the inspiration even for the Malache Elyon. That's the interpretation. But you might ask me, Rabbi, every Jew is Kadosh? Could that be? We have so many Jews that are Rasha'im, unfortunately. They're not religious. They don't have observance. They are going to be included also in this Kedusha. So I need to tell you something that's very fundamental, and I hope you can understand what I'm going to say. This is the way you're supposed to look at Jews. I teach you that a big Musar. If you don't come to this class, you won't know this. This is something that's counterintuitive. I mean, you don't think like this unless you're taught to think like this. The intuition says to think opposite what I'm telling you. That's why you need to come to Shi'ur in order to hear the way that Torah wants you to think. Every Jew is Kadosh. And even if he's not observant, there is a spark of Kedushah in that Jew. He just doesn't know it yet. And it hasn't been brought out. But every Jew has a piece of God, Helek Elokam Ma'al. It's the holy soul. All you have to do is find that spark and light it and take the bellows and start to wave some air on it, and all of a sudden it'll flourish like a pilot of a gas pilot. The gas pilot has a little light in the oven. You can't even see it. You turn on the gas, or something, the fire comes out. Same thing. Every single Yehudi, even though you look at him, say, this guy, Abadan, he has nothing. This guy lost his nitzotz. The guy, no. You have to be imaginative. If you're not going to be imaginative and you're going to judge a person the way he looks and the way he appears to you, unfortunately, you're going to write away a lot of Jews. And you're not going to give them a chance to make teshuvah. If you have good eyes, you can look at a Jew and you can see even what he doesn't see. You can see the good that's in the recesses of his heart. David HaMelech says in Tehillim Lamedzayim, V'od me'at ve'en rasha, v'dvonanta al mekomo ve'enenu. Which means, the explanation of the Pasuk is saying that there's a certain part of the rasha that's not a rasha. Ve'od me'at, there's a little me'at in the rasha, ve'en rasha. The rasha is 99% of his body's rasha. But there's one spot that the Rish'ut did not yet penetrate. There's always one spot where you could resuscitate the person from Rasha to become Sadiq. And that's what Rashi says, or David says. Ve'od me'at ve'en Rasha. There's a little me'at in the person, and at that spot, ve'en Rasha. And then he says at the end of the Pasuk, ve'dbonanta al mekomo. Your job is find that spot, and then the inenu. Then already all the rishut goes away. The Gemara Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot, "Al tehi baz lechol adam." Don't mistreat people. Don't discount people. Never say when a guy comes into the synagogue, he might not look like you, and you say, "Ada, nothing's going to come out of him." Al tehi baz lechol adam. She'en lecha adam. Simply it means that every person has his time. The simple interpretation of Mishnah means you see a low guy, respect him, because you never know, one day this man might be elevated to a position and now you're going to need him, and because you didn't respect him when he was low, now he's going to come back to haunt you. Therefore, al tehi baz lechol adam. You have to be courteous and have to be respectful to everybody, no matter what their stature is. Because you never know, life is a cycle. The people that are low today, all of a sudden, the next generation, they're on top. And therefore, you're going to need them. That's the simple interpretation. But based on what I'm telling you now is, Alti baz lechol adam, even to the guy that's not religious yet, even to the guy that's not shomer Torah mitzvot, Alti baz, don't discount him.
She'en necha adam, she'en lo sha'a. Because everybody has his moment. That moment can be, all of a sudden, he hears a derasha, he wakes up. It could be a moment of life where God saves his life in a miracle. It could be a moment where he reads something and it hits him. If you trace back, many people, including yourselves, you think, when did I become religious? How did it start? I heard something. I went to a derash. There was always that one moment that tickled you and turned you on. And then from there, the rest was history. So you have to know everybody has that one moment. This person yet maybe didn't have that moment yet. Maybe that moment didn't yet come to him. But Al-Tibaz, because when that moment comes, he's also going to come around. And we have to say that. God's Kiddushah is unconditional. When he puts that Kiddushah in every single Jew, that means there is an unconditional Kiddushah in every single Jew. That means even if he's filled from top to bottom with Averot, there's one spot where there's no Averot, and that's on the Neshama. The Neshama remains Elokai. Neshama Shenatata Bi Tehora. Who says that every morning? Even the Rasha. I don't know if he says Berchot HaShachar. But if he would say Berchot HaShachar, if you look in the Sidur, at least my Sidur, it doesn't say in my Sidur, if you're a Rasha, skip this Beracha. If you're a Rasha, Beracha Lebatala. Oh, what is he going to say? Maybe in parentheses. Elokai Neshamash Shenadat Tabi Temeah. He's not going to say the Bar Minan. Everybody Neshama is Tehora. Even the Neshama of the Rasha. Listen to what I'm telling you. Listen. You know, the word listen is the same letters as silent. See? To teach you that to be a good listener, you have to be silent. What I'm telling you now is you have to be very careful not to discount any Yehudim. Ve'ahavta lere'acha kamocha. That's the word that Rashi I'm telling you. You're lucky you came tonight. You're lucky you came tonight. I wish I could teach this to so many people, because then we can bring so many people back to religion. Everybody's a customer. Do you understand? When I walk in the street, I see customers. If he's wearing jeans, if he's wearing a bathing suit, if he has a ponytail, if he's got an earring, I don't even see that. I see a customer. Because all those guys, they have Kiddushah in them. So you have to be willing to overlook it and not get stymied by the... It says in the Mishnah Perkei Avot, Al tistakel bekankan, ela bema sheyesh betocho. The Goyim plagiarized that Mishnah. They say, don't judge a book by its cover. But really, it started from here. Al tistakel bekankan, don't look at the barrel or the jug, ela bema sheyesh betocho. Sometimes you have a very cheap external jug, but inside you have yayin yashan, you have old wine. Delicious, expensive wine. Sometimes you look at the guy and say, this guy, doesn't have anything in him. Then you start to ask him, oh, my grandfather was a chief rabbi. My great-grandfather was Ambedin. Wow. And you start to hear his pedigree. Oh, he has it in him. He just swayed off. He took a temporary break. I'll explain to you. Take the biggest Sadiq. Even the biggest Sadiq has Averot, right or wrong. David HaMelech Shlomo says, "En tzaddik ba'aretz asher ya'aseh tov ve'lo yichata." Even the biggest tzaddik, he has averot. But I ask you, does the tzaddik like himself? Of course he likes himself. Which part of him does he like? The good part. And the bad part, he doesn't look at. So therefore, just like all of us, do you like yourself? You should like yourself. Don't feel bad to like yourself. You're allowed to like yourself. Maybe when you went to a class once, they told you, no, that's gava. You cannot like yourself. You have to like yourself. Somebody who doesn't like themselves cannot like others. You have to like yourself first. If you're happy with yourself, then already you can project gava to somebody else. That's what the Torah says. First, ve'ahavta l'racha kamocha. Kamocha, you gotta love yourself. Which part of yourself do you love? You love the good in you. Why do I love myself? I'm a good guy. I love that I pray. I love that I learn Torah. I love that I can give charity. I love that I do hasadim. You know that? I feel good about myself. I like that part of myself. But you know what? There's a part of me I don't like so much. I speak a little Lashon Hara here and there. Sometimes I have a little laziness. Sometimes I lose my kavana, so on and so forth. But you know what? Even with all the good and the bad, I don't look at the bad so much. I love myself for the good that I do. Love your friend the same way. Love him for the good that he has. And what is the good? What's the end of the pasuk? Ani Hashem, I am God. Which means, my neshama is in that person as well. And therefore, with love, you'll be able to also nurture that person's soul, and all of a sudden he'll notice that he's kadosh as well. There's a halakha, and maybe we told you this once before. We said that every single Jew is a letter in the Sefer Torah. Do you know that? Yisrael is the Shetevot. Yesh Shishim Ribo Otiyot LaTorah. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah. And there are 600,000 Jews. Every Jew is represented in the Torah. I cannot tell you where your letter is, but rest assured, you have a letter in the Torah. That's where you have your Kedusha. Yeshurun is another name for the Jewish people. Yeshurun stands for Yesh Shishim Ribo Neshamot. There's 600,000 Neshamot. Yesh Shishim Ribo Otiyot HaTorah is Yisrael. Yisrael Vishurun. Halakha. Even if you have a Sefer Torah, that let's say the letter is erased, but you see the Rishum, the trace of the letter is still noticeable. It's faded. But if you look, you say, ah, that's a Mem Sofit. Ah, that's a Ayin. What's the halakha? Kasher. Kasher for Torah is kasher as long as the Shomo Nikar. That is the halakha Shulchan Aruch. You can bring it, Mishnah, but I'll show you. Siman la Medved, Ot Chaf Zayin. Aran says, as long as the letter is Nikar. Sometimes when you see a Sefer Torah and the letters fade, you know what those letters are? Those are the neshamot of the Rishaim. Even though the neshama faded, even though the neshama already lost its luster, but what? Sefer Torah kasher. He's kasher. Yisrael, afal pi shechata, Yisrael. Even Yisrael that sins, he's still called Yisrael. There are so many stories of tzaddikim, how they brought back the Rasha. How one time the Chafetz Chaim, it was in a hotel. A guy was sitting there, he was a big guy, no kippah, no nothing, eating like a vacuum cleaner, just eating like a gluttonous animal. And the Chafetz Chaim came to him. And they told me, Rabbi, be careful, this guy is a dangerous guy. Don't. What are you going to talk to him? Told him, I heard that you were in the Russian army. He says, yes, for 20 years, something like that. He says, you still believe in God? He says, yes. He's not religious, but. So Rav Petzheim says, you still believe in God? I'm jealous of your Olam Abba. You're jealous of my Olam Abba. You were in the atheistic army for so many years, and they were able to strip everything from you, but they weren't able to take away your belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know if I would have been in the same position if I would be able to still believe in Hashem like you do. When the guy heard that, he busted out crying. The Chafetz Chaim hit it. He found the spot. He found the goodness in him. The guy made teshuvah. The guy became tzaddik. You see, another person would have looked at the guy. This guy, Rosh Hashanah, sitting over there eating without a kippah. There's nothing to talk about. Instead, he said, where's the good in him? And this is a very important method. So when you say this, Berachah, I mean, they say, Ukdoshim bechol yom yaluch hasid, to think in your mind, call Yisrael kedoshim. Not only the guys that are in the shul. Ukdoshim is all Yisrael kedoshim. This has to, it's a constant reminder. Ukdoshim bechol yom yaluch hasid. All the kiddushim are part of this. And it's our job to
bring back all these Kiddushei Anyon. That's what it says in the Pasuk in Parashat Emor. The Pasuk says like this: Emor Ela Kohanim Bene Aharon. Speak to the Kohanim. You know what the Kohanim are? We're the Kohanim, the religious people. We're like the priests. We're like the Muram Me'am. We're the elevated ones. God says, Emor Ela Kohanim Bene Aharon Lenefesh Lo Yitama Be'amav. Every nefesh you see, lo yitama. Do not mitameh him. Do not say, ah, tameh. He's no good. No, that's not the way of the tzaddikim. Le nefesh, to your fellow, lo yitama be'amav. You know what you have to see when you see your friend? Ki im nish'ero. There's always a she'er. There's always a remnant. There's always a remainder. Ki im nish'ero mash nish'ar. There's always a she'er that's inside of him. Hakarov elav. And that's what you have in common. Hakarov elav. That's what you have in common with him. The righteousness that, and every rasha has righteousness. Ve'od me'at, it might be a little nikuda. Ve'en rasha. So that's uktoshim v'chod yom me'aluka sela. Oh, what does it mean, sela? Sela means forever. So I need just to explain to you why they use the word Selah to mean forever. That means we're going to praise God not only in this world, but in the next world as well. How do we know that? Eshrei Yosheve Betecha. Od Yehalelucha Selah. That means the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unlimited. Ben ba'olam hazeh, ben ba'olam haba. But why is the word sela used for olam haba? So I'll explain to you very quickly, even though this is a whole other derash. You remember what we learned tonight so far? P, that's the first derash. That's the sukkah of Amazak. And then the ukdoshi. The third derash I'm telling you is sela. Very quickly. What's the name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world? Yudke Vavke. Havaya. Havaya is Midat HaChesed. The other side is what? Adanut. Alef Dada Nun Yud. That's Midat Adin. Chesed Gibura. But we don't want to keep the Din. It's too strict for us. So we want to combine the Chesed with the Din. Put Shem Yudke Vavke and Shem Adanu together. You have it in your Sidur sometimes. You see, look where it says Hashem. And in this book, you see Hashem, you see what they did?
Yes.
They put it together.
Right underneath.
Yud Aleph, Hey, Aleph, Vav, Nun, Hey, Yud. They put it all together. They combined it. Because we want to sweeten the judgment. Okay. Yudke Vavke equals how much? 26. Adanut equals 65. 26 and 65, 91. Oh, Gematria, Amen. Every time you say Amen, you think, I'm sweetening the judgment of God. You know what sweetening of the judgment means? Sometimes there's judgment. But where there's judgment, sometimes God sweetens it. We had a man, Hashem Shvinu V'Hayehu. His heart stopped working on Shabbat. As we're working out in the synagogue. Wow! Boom! Hey, what's going on over here? The doctors come along and say, he's dead. Okay. Two minutes later, his eyes open up. Hey, what's going on over here? What's going on over here? You just died. Now you ask him what's going on over here? There's Deen. But look at the sweetness of the judgment. If a person's heart has to stop in front of a cardiologist, that's the best place to have a heart attack. If God forbid the deen would have been on Norwood Avenue, there's no machines to bring him back to life. So even though there was a deen, there was a sweetening of the judgment. It was done b'mituk. So that's the whole goal of life. That even if there's a deen, there should be a sweetness of it. So every time we say Amen, we think of what? 91. Amen. That's 26, 65. Mituk, a deen. Amen. Sweeten the judgment. So far, so good.
La'atid lavo, in the future, it says, Hashem's name is not going to be Yud Keh Vav Keh anymore. Hashem's name is going to be Yud He Yud He. Bayom Ha'u Yihye Adonai Echad Ushmo Echad. Yud Keh Vav Keh is going to turn into Yihye. That's what's going to be. Yihye is how much? Yud Keh is 30. But we have to make the Mituk. Yud Keh and Adanut is how much? 30 and 65 is 95. Which is the Atid Lavo, the Mituk is going to be on a different level. It's Yud Keh. Today it's only Yud Keh Vav Keh. How much? 95, yeah? That's the numerical value of what? Sela. Sela equals 95. That's why we always say, Amen. Amen is 91, that's in this world. Nesach Sela. But Netzach in the future, in the eternity, it's going to be Sela. It's going to be the connection of Avaya and Yudke and Adanut. So that's what we're saying over here. Ugdoshim bechod yom yalilucha. How long? Sela. We're going to praise you not only in this world where the Shem is Yudke Vavke, but Sela, even when it turns into different Shem, we're going to praise you as well. Baruch Ata Shem HaKel HaKadosh. Now, Kel is Chesed. God is benevolent, but it's Kadosh. Now these words, see, we don't go together. Somebody that's so Kadosh, it's fearful, it's strict. So at the same time, God is so great and so far removed from us and so above us and so mufrash and mufdat, he's still Kel. As great as he is, that's how humble is he. HaKel HaKadosh. That even though he's Kadosh, but I'm going to say better now. Even God's Kel is Kadosh. Meaning the Chesed of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is like no other Chesed. Nobody can compare to the Chesed of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even the kindnesses that he does, it's a different level. Why? I can only do Chesed when I'm up. I can't do Chesed when I'm sleeping. God's Chesed is 24 hours a day. I love to do Chesed, but I don't have enough money to give all the people that are hungry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hazan Ufanes Takon Mekanere Emim Vad Betzekenim. God feeds the biggest animals to the eggs of the lice, and he does it every day. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chesed. Who could compare? If I make a party, I can invite 500 people. I have to give the caterer 6 months' notice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu feeds the whole world every single day. No notice, every day. 600, hundreds of millions of people. And the eating, who's the catering? HaKadosh Baruch Hu just provides Shefa and Beracha. HaKel, HaKadosh, the Chassadim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on a higher level. This concludes the first three Berachot Ramidah. Wow, it's a great, great section. Now, Bezat Hashem, in the coming weeks, we need to start to enter a different shift. We have to shift. You ever drive a shift car? Gears?
Stick shift.
Oh, Zach Baruch. Now you said something. Now you contributed. Finally. Stick shift. You have to change gears now to go a little different mode. And the next shiur, we begin the second part of the Amidah, which is requests. This part of the Amidah is all praising God. Now we finish this. Now we start to ask Borei Olam for our needs. Alright, Yiratzon should be Zocheh to see the good in every Jew, to be V'Ahavta L'Racha Kamocha, to love them like we love ourselves, the goodness. Amen Hashem should be Zocheh to have Kavanah and Amidah, Kenegel Avraham Yisrach V'Yaakov. Shem Ya'alecha, the name of Yudkeh is on you. That's the 15 years Avraham Yisrach V'Yaakov were together. Lo Yamushu M'Picha That's the three kofs. Korah, kof is the first kof is Kadosh Keneged Abraham. Chukat, the second kof is Keneged Yitzhak. And Balak, the third kof is Keneged Yaakov.